All right, thank you, Vanessa. Pete from Yaguna says, good morning, Matty. I reckon the NRL should look at putting Tina Turner in the NRL Hall of Fame. She had such a big impact on rugby league. RIP, Tina. You know what? It's not as crazy as it sounds, Pete, because you're right. She had an enormous impact on rugby league. Like I said earlier this morning, it wasn't just an anthem that this delivered. It was a brand new audience. It lifted rugby league and the game in this part of the world to new levels that have never been seen before. And I think we are continuing to ride off the coattails of what happened in the late 80s and 90s. Brett Camoli is on the line to do the final say this morning ahead of round 13. Of course, talk about Origin, a man who knows what it's like in the Origin arena. Good morning, Noddy. When you think back to the Tina Turner campaigns, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, you're right. As you said, a whole new anthem, a whole new ability to look at rugby league. I think, I'm pretty sure when you go through the museum there at the NRL headquarters at Moore Park, I believe that there is a bit of a memory and a history for Tina Turner and the anthem that was simply the best, as you said. Mm-hmm. You know, I worked with a great Paul Sheridan regularly at the West Tigers, and, you know, he was front and centre of that ad as well. So, yeah, certainly captured a lot of minds and a lot of attention and it put a world entertainment person aligned to the NRL, to the ARL at that stage. And as you said, you know, the catch cry, simply the best. We certainly remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it changed the course of the game in terms of marketing, obviously, forever. Let's talk Origin before we hook into what's going to come ahead of us this weekend. You know the Origin Arena, 10 games for the Blues between 2000 and 2010. But right now they're in camp and we're going to dive into camp a little bit later on. So can you take me inside the camp and your first time you were in camp back in 2000?
Yeah, really exciting. I think if I talk about my time of Origin, it was 10 games were played over 10 different years, really. So around 2000, so win the grand final 99, play for Australia at the end of 99 in the Tri-Series, going extremely well for Melbourne, middle of 2000, go into State of Origin camp. Super confident with my game, full of belief. Go in there with probably no scarring as well. And they go into camp with absolute legends. You know, I've roomed with Tim Brasher. Tim Brasher, Brad Fittler was my 5'8". Jeff Toovey, Andrew Johns was a dummy halves. Adam Muir was the person I knew from the Newcastle region. Ryan Girdle was playing. I just looked up to these people as if, you know, I was a kid still in, you know, looking up at heroes in the game, but I get to go out and play football with them. So, really fun camp. Wayne Pearce was the coach. You know, a bit of the old school bonding, I suppose. Have a few beers at night early in the week. Train really hard. Break up for the weekend and come back on Sunday night and get ready to go to war at ANZ Stadium, Suncorp Stadium, sorry, and get ready to that. So, I think I probably didn't know what was going to come my way when I was in camp for the first couple of games, especially the first game. I remember arriving at Suncorp Stadium for game one, and obviously we'd gone down Caxton Street, and you know, I was told to sit on the left-hand side of the bus, so I sit on the left-hand side of the bus as you do as a rookie, and you watch the abuse and the four cans of beer be thrown at you out the front of the Caxton Hotel, and then you arrive at Suncorp Stadium, and you're like, are we going to play out there now? Like, this is ridiculous. Like, what's going on? So, I think about my moment, my memories, and how lucky I was to have been able to play, as you said, 10 origins and be in and out of that arena. So on that occasion, I was confident. 2000 was that 3-0 clean sweep. Huge victory game three and most points I think was ever scored or won by a New South Wales team. And it's just a great week in camp. And for my football career, it was probably a 2 to 3 to 4 year time frame that literally everything worked, everything was on fire, and you were enjoying the results of probably your own hard work, but riding the great rewards from some enormous victories.
Yeah, 56-16 was that final score in Game 3 of that 2000 series. Funny, mate, I had a chat with Andrew Redinghausen yesterday, and ET's memories, the very first memory that he went to is exactly the same as yours, on the bus, past Caxton Street. Yeah. What on earth is going on out there? This is State of Origin, and he was a few years before you. The big moments of State of Origin, the big moments are where the games are won and lost, and you know that better than anyone. So What happens, you know, you must be out there in that arena knowing that it's tough, knowing that it's fast, knowing that it's Origin and all the pressure that goes with it, but also knowing that there's a big moment around the corner. Is that playing on your mind while you're playing the game?
I think the game changes so quick, man. I think, you know, in a current game of football, when you're holding the ball and you've got a couple of sets of six in club football, you can build a bit of pressure. You can kick okay. They catch the ball in the corner. You make your tackles and all that. You feel like you take four or five, six sets of six to score and you know where the deficiencies are through a game plan. I think Origin is nearly set of six by set of six. You know, they'll end up with about 35 to 40 sets of six each. And it just changes and can throw you in a whole different bizarre location. You could be thinking you've got tackle 3-4, they're on their try line, and the next minute you're on your own try line for 5 minutes. The change and how quickly the game can come into you or go away from you, I found enormous. The pace of the game, it just blows you away. I don't think you have, not that you don't feel tired, because obviously at the end of the game you're absolutely either, you know, super happy or super shattered, whether depending on the result. So, you know, they say it's a premium level and a premium pace, but I don't think you just don't believe it when you're out there. You just got to keep moving because of what it is. The thing I found the hardest about it, and probably, you know, is the pressure you put on yourself. You know, you're in camp for 10 days. The media are training every day. The media want to speak to you every day. You know that State of Origin game 1, 2, and 3 are the most watched games of football and sport for the whole year. And then you go to packed out stadiums and you do not want to let your state down. So I found that really hard to sort of get my head around a little bit about and not think about the game 3, 4, 5 times before you've even played it, because of, you know, every week you finish playing footy on a Sunday and you know who your next week's game are. Grand finals, you're in a camp. You basically go to Monday morning, you wake up and you're in grand final week, but 6 days later you're playing. So there's not even as much pressure and scrutiny on a grand finals or a test match is what there is in State of Origin. So, you know, I think, and all those outdoor noises and distractions and questions and how do you not get nervous before you play the game, even when you get to the venue, you can't sit in the grandstand and watch the game before as you would, because there's either no game before or you just want to get away from the packed stadium and the lunatics that are either supporting you or hating you. So, you know, and then you've got the game of footy to contend with. So, you know, I think it's in, you know, I was lucky enough, as you said, to play 10. Out of the 10 matches I've played, you know, I'm not too sure you walk off and go, oh, I had an outcome in the result or I played well or bits and pieces. You just want to do your job, so you effectively walk off and go, you know what, I didn't let my mate or my state down. And if I can do that, then I'm pretty proud. Because I think Origin is also one of the greatest arenas that can scar you and burn you and find you out and terrorise you and scar you for a long, long time.
Yeah, amazing insights, mate, from what it's like to be in that incredible bubble that is State of Origin. Turnaround of your West Tigers, so 3 of the last 4. I just had Ben Elias on. He's skipping down the street off the back of the big win over the Cowboys. How's the feeling being in and around the West Tigers? Obviously, you're in charge of the NRLW side, but, gee, it must be a different feel at the moment.
I think the last month, Matty, as you said, a different feel. They've been really upbeat all year. They've known they've been playing good. They just didn't nail some decisions or execution in when the game was on the line. So there was never panic stations, and I think they're earning that reward now from having some, you know, consistency from players on the park, learning the new style of footy that the coaches want to play, how they want to defend. And as you said, once you get a bit of confidence in and around amongst the group, then you start learning how to win football games. So, right, 3 out of the last 4. By this week, you know, we went to the West Tigers Golf Day yesterday at Camden Lakeside. So, really good vibe out there. Players and staff and fans and sponsors are all part of that. They'll have a big session today, and then obviously they'll come back to work next Monday and get ready for hopefully what is a sellout stadium at Campbelltown Sports Stadium Friday week. You know, that's a huge blockbuster, another home game after the results they've had. So, yeah, I think they, you know, the game can, as I said, the game, you can get super excited and happy and feel like you're going good. And then obviously the next week, like, what the hell just happened? So I think it's you appreciate and ride the great times when they're there and you put the hard work in. And that's certainly what the boys and the staff have been doing.
All right, let's get your tips for round 13, the abbreviated round with State of Origin. So starts, of course, tonight at KO Stadium Redcliffe with the Dolphins and the Dragons.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously Ben Hunt going into camp, it makes it really hard for the Dragons. They will have a bit of confidence around them. There's no pressure on them. You know, obviously they got an unbelievable victory last weekend. So really important for the Dragons that they back it up this week with a good performance and one that they can be proud of. I think the Dolphins win it. It's obviously at their home venue. I know they've got a few players missing, and with Confusi, you know, wouldn't have been there anyway because of Origin, but suspended. I don't know. I just think a Wayne Bennett coach side will be too good for a team that doesn't have Ben Hunt in it that seems to be the star for him. So we'll tip the Dolphins.
Okay. Tomorrow at CommBank, it's the Eels and the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, you'd think, you know, the Cowboys lose a few players for Origin. You know, they're extremely, extremely poor last week. Their pride's got to be hurt. Todd Payton looked a bit broken at full time. He looked at the Cowboys were back a few weeks ago, and then all of a sudden they get beaten that scoreline. So I'm going to tip Parramatta. I like how they're playing. They don't get affected too much by Origin. That was a great win last week against South last week, and that sort of put them back on the credentials to be to comp again. So. I think Parramatta win. I think they're at home. I don't think it'll be huge crowds, unfortunately, Matt, this weekend for a lot of the games. I think it's Origin affected. And again, like, how much are we talking about club football compared to Origin at the moment? So it just doesn't get the promotion it should. But I understand that with Origin around the corner.
All right, let's rip through the weekend then. Warriors or Broncos on Saturday?
Give me the Warriors. Give me the Warriors. No player affected from Origin. Broncos got all their players missing, distractions. It'll be a good test, actually, to see what the depth of the Brisbane Broncos have got, what's coming through the ranks up there for the Broncos. Now, Kevy's doing a great job, but this is sort of where I think the Warriors can start stealing a few points in State of Origin time and sort of get themselves higher up the ladder. So I think the Warriors will cause an upset.
In Napier, New Zealand, Rabbitohs have the Raiders and then Knights v Seagulls.
Let's go the Rabbitohs. I know they've got a few affected, but I think they'll win that one. And second game was Raiders. Was it Raiders versus
Knights? Eagles.
Let's go to Newcastle. Let's get the Newcastle boys on the bandwagon. We'll get them up there. And Sunday afternoon, the Newcastle get the victory. Again, they've been consistent. They just need to learn how to win those close games. The Newcastle Knights. Obviously, no Tyson Brazil for them. But I think Jackson Hastings the star and Kalen Ponga to prove to Queensland why he should have got picked.
Ooh, all right, Newcastle to win that. Good on you, Noddy. Enjoy the weekend of footy, mate. We'll do it again next week. When we chat next week, we'll have had State of Origin 1, so plenty for us to dig into. Thanks for your insights, especially this morning into Origin camp. Appreciate it.
No dramas, buddy. Have a good day.
Brett Camorley, the final say there. Dolphins v St George Illawarra Dragons live tonight right here on SEN League from 7 o'clock at KO Stadium. Drury Forbes, Scotty Sattler, Andrew McCulloch with the call there. And then tomorrow, live from 7, is the Eels v Cowboys with Jimmy Smith, Justin Horrow and Tim Manor. 0457 736 736 is our text line. We're looking for great sporting slogans and traditions this morning as well.